The National Endowment for the Arts wants people to pick up a good book. It's a project called The Big Read, and this project explains how the words of a great American poet are coming alive all over Tucson, Arizona. Here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
Emily Dickinson is all over Tucson. Readings, lectures, classroom lessons. But really, if you want to inspire people, you got to do more than that.
You just don't want to put somebody up on a pedestal and pay homage. You know, that's not very interesting.
That's Lisa Bowden, publisher, poet, and organizer of the Big Read Tucson. One of her ideas, hold open recording sessions for anyone to read Dickinson's poetry and letters.
To Samuel Bowles, Amherst, August, 1858.
Then have restaurants and coffee houses use the remix as background and maybe stimulate conversation and creativity.
My friends are my estate. Forgive me then the avarice to hoard them.
And why not give those restaurants something to serve? Emily Dickinson was also an accomplished baker. So chefs are making Dickinson-inspired dishes.
I'm geeked out. It's very exciting to be to take my small part in this project.
Devin Sanner is chef de cuisine at Llanos Restaurant in Tucson. He also has a degree in literature. Sanner and his pastry chef created a dessert around this poem.
I had been hungry all the years. My noon had come to dine. I, trembling, drew the table near and touched the curious wine.
The dessert comes with a copy of the poem, which mentions bread, berries, and glass. The chef made bread pudding studded with currants and golden raisins, topped by panes of sugar glass and cassis ice cream. But that's fine dining, and this is the Big Read, a community-wide effort.
People who are riding the buses or who listen to the radio or, you know, high school kids, how do we make her appealing to people in Tucson in the 21st century, primarily teenagers? How is she relevant to those kids' lives?
Well, there's Emily Dickinson the person, famously reclusive, thought of as eccentric. Organizer Lisa Bowden says she's a natural fit for teenagers.
Someone who's lonely or isolated or sort of an oddball and super brilliant and really creative and rebellious in her own way.
Emily Dickinson used unconventional punctuation and capitalization. That fits current language usage, too.
So one of the things you can do is translate an Emily Dickinson poem into text message format.
This is a workshop for educators led by Kristen Nelson and Frankie Rollins, reimagining Dickinson's poetry from this.
From Good Night Because We Must, How Intricate the Dust, I would go to know, O incognito, saucy, saucy seraph, to elude me so, Father, they won't tell me, won't you tell them too?
To this.
Bye-bye for now, basically in the clear, homie. Tell it like it is, big, beautiful woman, got to go, parent alert, I have a question, friends forever.
There's a phone number to text translations to. The messages go up on the Big Read Tucson website. There have been Spanish translations, a chess tournament, and a dance performance inspired by Dickinson's poetry.
The spider as an artist has never been employed.
The Big Read Tucson ends December 10th with a party to celebrate Emily Dickinson's birthday. Meantime, you can stop by Rocco's Restaurant for a slice of Dickinson-inspired pizza. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
You hear Ted right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.